In this tutorial, we will review the features available when using the Office Appointments Compare View Screen option. Office Appointments Compare View Screen option. The Compare View works in a similar fashion to the Day View screen option. Where the Day View option allows you to view one provider's schedule at a time, the Compare View allows you to view multiple provider's schedules for a given day. The button line at the top of the screen has options to help you organize and navigate through office appointments. The Done or Back button will direct you to the previously viewed screen or back to the main menu. The Option button accesses the Options menu, where you can select from a variety of scheduling features. The Select Patient button allows you to select a patient for scheduling from the Patient Lookup screen. The Print or Fax button will print or fax the office appointment screen that you are viewing. For practices with multiple locations, you can change or add. A location to the schedule by clicking the location button. The chosen providers will display from left to right in the order that they were selected. To select or change the providers to the order that you prefer, click the Doctor button and choose the providers needed. The Month and Week buttons will direct you to a monthly or weekly view. Of the schedule. Both of these options will pull the schedule of the first provider selected. You can access the available appointment screen and view any. Open time slots by selecting the Available button. The Day button, like the Week and Month buttons, accesses the first selected provider's Day View schedule. The Wait button opens the wait list, which allows you to hold a patient. The wait button opens the wait list, which allows you to hold patients that would like
an earlier appointment than their already scheduled time, or for patients that do not have a scheduled appointment but would like to be seen.
The wait list displays patients based on the criteria requested by the patient. And the wait button will be highlighted in blue if the exact criteria for a patient is met on a given day. And the wait button will be highlighted in blue if the exact criteria for the patient is met on a given day. If the surgical book planner or the personal calendar modules
are enabled, you can access these features by clicking the surgical or personal calendar buttons.
The log button is a summary that shows any changes that have been made to an appointment. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log screen will also show if the user simply viewed a record without making any changes.
At the Compare View screen, on the rightmost side of the bookmark toolbar, is a hammer and wrench icon. This icon allows you to create up to 8 alternate compare views that can be prearranged with the provider's locations that you commonly use together. To create a prearranged compare view, select a view template from the available list. Once the view has been selected, highlight the view you wish to set and click Edit. You can rename the display to easily distinguish between your alternate views. Click Doctors to select the providers that you prefer to have grouped together. Clicking Locations allows you to set the locations of the corresponding schedules. The Move Up and Move Down buttons will arrange the order in which the alternate views are displayed on the bookmark toolbar. Click the check mark in the top left corner to verify the changes. You can change the date on the schedule by using the move bars or arrows. The arrows will move one day forward or back in the schedule. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded. The given amount of days, weeks, or months from the actual calendar date. For example, by selecting 1 week on the move bar, you will be forwarded 1 week ahead from today's date. If you then proceed to select 2 weeks on the move bar, you will be moved 2 weeks from that same date. Navigating the schedule with the move bars is not cumulative. The hammer and wrench icon to the right of the move bars will allow you to configure defaults that save you time when entering the scheduling area. You can set the day, week, or compare view as your default. By left-clicking on the provider's name in the column heading, you can view that provider's schedule in the day view screen. To return to the compare view schedule, simply click the Escape key or the Back button at the top of the screen. Also listed at the Days column heading is the number of appointments booked, the percentage of appointments booked, and the number of appointments that are available. This area will be shaded dark purple if 90 to 99% of the appointments are booked. It will be shaded light purple if all or 100% of the appointments have been booked. At the bottom of the column heading is the comment bar. Click to add or edit comments for the given doctor on the given day. Note, comments should be kept brief and to the point, since only the notes that fit in the column heading will be visible. Depending on the amount of providers you have selected, you can adjust the amount of schedules shown. By clicking on the plus or minus button to the left of the first provider. Up to 8 provider schedules can be viewed simultaneously. If you have more than 8 providers selected, you can view the schedules not shown by using the horizontal scroll bar. Remember, the less providers displayed, the wider and easier the schedules will be to read. Up to 8 provider schedules can be viewed simultaneously. If you have more than 8 providers selected, you can view the schedules not shown by using the horizontal scroll bar. Remember, the less providers displayed, the wider and easier the schedules will be to read. The Compare View option has a per-user automatic memory feature. This means that the settings made by the user the last time viewing this screen are saved for the next time the same user accesses this view. This applies even when fully exiting from MedEnt. As is with the other office appointments default views, any booked appointment time slots will be colored in green. An unavailable time slot will be colored gray, and any open or available time slots will be white. When a patient is booked into a time slot, the slot will display the appointment type. The slot will display the appointment type, the length of the appointment, the location's number, and the patient's name. By hovering over the time slot with the mouse, a tooltip will show this information along with any other appointment notes. A tooltip will show this information along with any appointment notes. If the patient's insurance participates in eligibility checking, an insurance eligibility icon will display in one of 4 different colors, indicating the insurance status. A gray eligibility icon indicates that the automated insurance eligibility request has not been run within the past week. Gold indicates that the eligibility was input manually and the request has not been run within the past week. Green means the patient is covered by the insurance. A red icon indicates that the patient is not covered by the insurance or the insurance request failed. The capital letter D in the bottom right corner of the time slot represents the appointment detail screen. When the letter is bold, it indicates that there is a note at the appointment detail screen. If there is no note, the D will be in gray. Clicking on the letter allows you to access the appointment detail screen. If there is no note, the D will be in gray. Clicking on the letter allows you to access the appointment detail screen. If your office confirms appointments manually by calling patients, you can confirm an appointment by selecting patient, machine, or other. At the Compare View screen, a telephone icon will denote if the appointment has been confirmed. If your office takes advantage of the TalkSoft interface, this field will automatically be updated to let you know if the appointment was confirmed. If your office takes advantage of the TalkSoft interface, this field will automatically be updated to let you know if the appointment was confirmed. On the day of the appointment, you can update the patient's status with a green check mark indicating that the patient has arrived, or by posting a no-show, a red X will appear in the top right corner of the time slot. This concludes the Office Appointments ComparView Overview video tutorial.